I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. So as to avoid outside interference, the windows of the Philadelphia State House were kept shut, even as summer temperatures overtook the city. Inside, deliberations always seemed to stall on the same issue. As James Madison put it,
"The great difficulty lies in the affair of representation. And if this could be adjusted, all others would be surmountable."
Proportional versus equal representation of the states was slowly moving in the direction of proportional. And there was general agreement that the number of representatives would be fixed at one for every 40,000 state inhabitants. But the issue of the status of slaves was always in the background. It was to be solved by reverting to language used in 1783 by the Confederate Congress in an attempt to allocate taxation among the states. That formula stated that taxes would be assessed proportionally by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. As shocking as this seems in the 21st century, in the late 18th century, it was the only practical way to balance the interests of slave-owning and non-slave-owning states. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.